You wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and gaze blearily around for about 3 minutes. Why did you set the alarm to go off so early? Oh, it's Christmas. Before sneaking upstairs to pester your parents into being awake too, you sit and think about the day to come. Already, you know what to expect. Every year, my family celebrates Christmas. That may sound mundane, but out of all the holidays, it's the only one where my whole family is together, without someone being in Alaska or Puyallup. Each Christmas is very similar to the one before it, but I find the repetitiveness comforting. I know who will be doing what and when they will be doing it. I know what we'll eat and what will happen when we try to open presents. The family Christmas is held at my grandma's house. My dad and I will usually be the last ones there because we both invariably forget something at our house. As we walk in the familiar white door, the arms of an overexcited 2-year-old and the smells of ham, bread, and dust assault us. I will say hello to all the adults, winding my way through the kitchen where my aunts are cooking dinner, to the living room where my grandma watches TV with my uncles.
Touchdown!
I help my dad entertain Gabriel for a while, then drift downstairs to the other kids. Rebecca and Laura are in the corner, playing with the old dollhouse. Mike and Matt play ping pong, and Sarah watches. I always join Sarah to wait for our turn to play. We are the closest in age and end up spending a lot of time together. We all talk and laugh, comparing mornings and whiling away the hours until we can open presents. When the time finally comes, after much whining, I take my place on the old hard couch and wait for Aunt Jo to start yelling. Every year, there was a rule about only one person being allowed to open presents at a time. Every year, the rule gets broken, and Aunt Jo has to shout over the chatter to make us stop. She usually referees the rest of the present opening. After that, we sit down to dinner. A big ham is placed next to Uncle Robbie's famous mashed potatoes. Every year, I ask my mom to get the recipe, but she never does. We have Uncle Mike's fruit salad and rolls with smoked salmon. My mom's frosted hot crust buns are a big treat, because Christmas is the only time she makes them. No one is allowed to leave until everyone is finished, so we end up having actual conversations instead of wandering off to do our own thing. When dinner is over, the house is warm, quiet, and dim. The kids test out presents or read new books while everyone else watches TV. As the hours pass, families drift home until Aunt Diane's family, my family, Uncle Mike, and Grandma are the only ones left. I'm sorry that Christmas is over, but we will do it all again next year.